Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Silvio Canto in Dallas, Texas, on Wednesday, May the 4th, and welcome to our commentary. Well, the leak is still the topic in the country. It's the number one topic. It'll probably be for a while. But there's a lot of other stuff going on. I want to talk a little bit about other things going on that may turn out to be even more important for the upcoming election in November. In fact, we'll talk a little bit later today about the electoral college or the electoral impact of this decision, which I honestly don't think is going to be that big of a deal. But let's talk about two other stories that I think are very significant and will have an impact on 2022 November, that is the midterm elections. Let's go to the state of Ohio. They had a primary in the state of Ohio. They had a primary for the Senate and the U.S. Senate, and they had a primary for governor. Now, the primary for the U.S. Senate was a highly competitive campaign on both sides. So there you can measure the interest. You know, many times primaries are just one side and not the other. But when you have two parties with candidates for the U.S. Senate, with strong candidates, and a primary for the U.S. Senate, both sides spending a lot of money, you can get an idea of enthusiasm. And that's what we have coming out of Ohio. Enthusiasm, and it's not good news for the Democrats. On the GOP side, on the Republican side, J.D. Vance won the election. He was the Trump candidate. He won the primary in Ohio, so he's going to be the Republican candidate for senator. The entire Republican ballot got over 1 million votes. On the Democrat side, you had a very good candidate, probably one of the best candidates that the Democrat Party could actually present, and that's Congressman Tim Ryan, who's not a crazy left-wing fanatic. On the contrary, he's sort of a more centrist Democrat, and that's probably how he's going to run his campaign. Don't expect Joe Biden to make a lot of campaign appearances in Ohio on behalf of Tim Ryan. Tim Ryan and the entire Democrat ballot got 500,000 votes. So look at the comparison, 1 million Republican votes, 500,000 Democrat votes, where both parties had intense primaries and both parties had strong candidates and had reasons or was giving reasons to people to turn out and vote. So there you have it. Enthusiasm. Not a good thing for the Democrats in 2022. And of course, there's the other impact of this is the Trump factor. I'm not sure that you can make a lot of conclusion based on that primary because the Trump candidate got 32% of the vote and the other one in the 20s. So I don't know exactly what to make of the Trump factor here, but there's no question that the enthusiasm factor is clearly on the Republican side. And we're seeing that, by the way, across the country. We saw that in Virginia. We saw that in New Jersey. Every time there's an election, the Republican turnout is much greater than the Democrat turnout when you have competitive elections, that is not, you know, districts that one side wins or the other. So that's a big story. And that's going to have a huge impact, I believe, in November. Not so much the Ohio election, because I think the Republicans were always expected to win that. But I think when it comes to enthusiasm, the indicator of enthusiasm, that's bad news for the Democrats. That's all you can say. Bad news for the Democrats. The other bit of news is what's happening with the economy. Professor Brandberg of King's College, he's an economics professor, very respected man. You see him often on television talking about the economy. He basically came out yesterday and said, look, the inflation is going to get worse because food prices are going to get worse and gasoline prices are going to get worse this summer as there's more demand for gasoline. That always happens, by the way, in the summertime. More people drive, longer vacations, and that's going to drive up the price of gasoline. So you're probably looking at gasoline here in Texas. Right now, our gasoline, the average gasoline is like $3.99. I think you're probably going to be looking at $4.50 this summer here in Texas. And our gasoline is always cheaper than the gasoline in most other places. So you could be looking at a national average of $5. That is just bad news. Terrible bad news for the administration and bad news for consumers, because all of those gasoline expenses are translated into a lot of other things like food and transportation. I just saw a chart of how much airline prices are going to increase. It's outrageous. I mean, flying this summer is going to be extremely expensive compared to what it was, let's say, just a year ago or whatever. So those are two big stories, the enthusiasm factor in Ohio, which I think translates into other states by what we can see, and the inflation problem, which is not going to get better. Now, this particular economics professor believes, and I think he's right, that we're going into a recession. When that recession happens is a bit of a question mark. I mean, we already had a negative GDP growth here in the first quarter, so that could be the first sign of a recession, but it could also, that could have been an aberration. There could still be some growth in the second quarter, but no matter how you slice it, we're headed into a recession, and a recession that will probably start in the middle or toward the end of the year and into 2023. Again, that's not good news if you are the Democrats here in not just Texas, but everywhere in the country. Now, let's talk a little bit about this leak. First of all, I have to tell you, the reaction from the left is absolutely insane. I mean, just insane. Even if Roe v. Wade was overturned, I think it will be, but even, you know, it's overturned. That's not the end of abortion. I mean, people, I see things that people are putting up on social media saying that, you know, we're going to drive women into back alley abortions. No, we're not. That's crazy. That is just absolutely crazy. The reality is that if Roe v. Wade were overturned this week, half of the country would still have abortion, and the other half of the country would have conditional abortion, as we have in Texas, even Mississippi, where you could have an abortion in the first 15 weeks. So when people say that we're eliminating abortion, that's just crazy. That's not where we're going with all of this. We're simply returning abortion to the states and letting voters in states, not judges, decide whether or not abortion should be regulated. You know, if you look at most countries, if you look around the world, most countries have settled the abortion issue, not by judges, but they've settled it by legislatures, where legislators get together and they negotiate or they compromise a abortion solution. So this is why in most countries, abortion is legal, let's say, in the first 2 months or 3 months, and then not legal after that. That's where most countries are. That's where most democracies are. And the problem with Roe v. Wade is that Roe v. Wade was a very radical solution to a problem. Now, part of the reason is that when Roe v. Wade was written in 1973, we didn't have the technology that we have right now. You know, in 1973, you didn't see photos of little babies inside the womb. In 1973, you didn't have the ability to hear the heartbeat of a baby as we do now. So technology over the last 40 plus years has given us an entirely different impression of what's inside the woman. And all of a sudden, when we talk about abortion, we're now talking about a little creature with feet or fingers and little feet and some human formation that makes him look a lot human than we thought it was before. So some of the reaction from the left is just absolutely insane, absolutely insane. And they need to, you know, curve it back a little bit, because nobody's going to take the right of an abortion away. In most cases, what you're going to have is conditional abortion, as we have in Texas already and in some other places where it will be considered. Now, the leak, who was the person responsible for the leak? I don't know. My guess is that the leaker, if we can call him that, or leaker, him or her, whoever it was, came out of one of the three offices of the three liberal members of the Supreme Court. Remember, there's six conservatives and three liberals right now. The three conservatives are Breyer, Kagan, and Sotomayor. I am going to give Breyer the benefit of the doubt. I just don't think Breyer or the people around Breyer are that crazy. But the other two are more fanatical. And I think this leaker was a person who wanted to put this out there and violate all kinds of traditions as well as rules, wanted to put out there for the purpose of creating a political movement and energizing, if you will, a Democrat base that frankly is not very energized, as we just saw in Ohio. And I think that was the intent, you know, let's put this out there, get the marches going and all of that. But it's not going to work. Not going to work because abortion doesn't move people that way. Abortion has never been a political issue. I mean, we've been talking about abortion for 50 years, but abortion has never really been the kind of issue that decides elections. So, yeah, there'll be some marches, there'll be some angry people, but at the end of the day, as I write, I have a post at the American Thinker today saying that the anger against Roe v. Wade, or the turning over, or the overturning, I should say, of Roe v. Wade, the anger of overturning Roe v. Wade will disappear the minute you drive into a gas station and you have to spend $54, as I did over the weekend, to fill up my car. Or the anger is going to disappear when your wife goes shopping and she comes back and she says, I ran out of money because everything is so expensive at the food store. That's when the anger about abortion disappears. And that's the problem that the Democrats have. The problem is the economy. You know, as I mentioned before with this Professor Greinberg from King's College, that's the problem they have. The economy is very bad right now. Inflation is very bad. Inflation is killing the American family. And until we deal with that, everything else is just a distraction. Now, the Democrats are going to go crazy and they're going to talk about, oh, they're taking your reproductive rights away and whatever garbage that means. That doesn't really add up to much of anything. It's just a nice talking point. It makes a lot of people feel relevant, but it's not going to change any elections. Because again, abortion is never really a factor in most of the elections. It's the economy that is going to matter in 2022. Obviously, the economy doesn't look very good right now for the Democrats. So who was the leaker? I don't know, but I think it's somebody in one of those offices who wanted to be a big hero. But this big hero is going to end up in jail. And if this big hero not only leaked the information, but then lies to the FBI about it, not only is the leaker is going to end up in jail, but he or she will never practice law again and will never get a job again in the legal profession, because that's what happened. So I guess the question you have to ask yourself is, you know, who did this and what was the reason? We have to be a real zealot, I think, to risk everything over overturning Roe v. Wade. When, as I said before, you can overturn Roe v. Wade, but all that does is send the issue of abortion back to the states, where half of the states in the country are going to make abortion legal anyway. So anyway, just a little person here who just got a little bad information and acted in a very misguided way. Thank you for listening. This is Silvio Canto in Dallas, and we'll talk to you the next time. Bye-bye, everybody.